Comedian Kevin McGarren is here on this Monday afternoon.
I'm after unplugging my microphone.
Hold on a second. How did you do that?
I was trying to...
No, mind the water, mind the water.
All right. Yeah. I was trying to pull it closer towards me and I pulled it out altogether. Right. Sorry, Ray.
No, don't apologise to James outside. Are you okay?
Sorry,
now?
James.
We can hear him. We're
sorry
okay.
about that.
We're
you all okay. good? Yeah. Very good. It's a great start.
Yeah. You're all flustered and right.
I'm sorry about that.
Do you want to breathe into your nose and out through your mouth? Yeah.
How's that?
Good.
I'm calm.
Now, what age are you?
That's very... A guard wouldn't ask you that, right? I'm 38, I think.
Right.
I think after 35 you stop counting.
Do you really?
I was in November 86, so what does that make me? Is that 38?
Yeah, okay.
I'm 38, yeah.
This year. When is your
what
birthday?
Did you rate?
I'm 59.
Oh, you look good for 59.
Ah, well, that last year. That's why I started that conversation. Never gave much thought, to be honest. You know, I was just saying earlier on that I was delighted to hear that people are referring to Kamala Harris as youthful.
Yes, well, comparatively, Ray. Yeah,
no, they didn't say comparatively, Kevin. They said just youthful.
Compared to the other two books, she's standing up straight. She's definitely the most vertical president
and
we've had.
You can remember her name.
That's
a plus. But you're trying to reverse the aging process.
I'm trying to reverse. Yeah, well, I'm not, you know, buying blood of South American youths or anything like that. I'm going to the gym for the first time ever.
Ever?
Yeah. Just when your researcher called this morning, I was in the gym. And I basically, a lot of comedians do this. We're in our 20s. We don't go to the gym. We eat and drink whatever we want. And we don't look great at all. And then when we hit 30s, we get scared and then start going to the gym. I think it's a good system because then you kind of look as good as you did in your late 20s. You know,
I see.
Shave the beard, your face looks clean. So I'm going to knock 10 years off, Ray. I'm coming for you. You're no longer going to be the fittest man with a microphone. The next marathon you're at, you just keep your eyes forward.
He looks comparatively youthful. And was there any particular thing? Was there any particular catalyst? One thing? No?
I thought I could hide my belly for years. I thought I was hiding it in loose fitting. And then somebody referred to me as fat. And then I was like, all right.
Well, that's, you can't do that anymore, can you?
I know, Ray.
Yeah.
See, comedians are very cruel creatures. So, yeah, I don't know. I want to be fit. I want to feel good.
How do you...
You've been fit for ages, haven't you?
I'm bored. Referring to, no, look.
You want to go mad?
No.
I'm
bored people saying to me, you know, oh, geez, you keep yourself well, don't you? Look at you. You're very trim.
So what are you going to do?
What?
Are you going to go the opposite way now?
No, I'm not. I'm just bored people remarking about it.
Well, I won't compliment you anymore. No, Jesus Christ.
But is it a compliment? Is it a compliment? I don't know.
Yes, this is another thing.
Right,
I was talking to somebody and they were like, actually, I didn't talk to me. They said online. They were like, if I lose weight, I don't want anyone commenting on my weight.
Right.
I do, Ray. If I lose weight, I want everyone to talk about it.
No, don't compare me to the person who did that online. I'm not that person. No, I just think people are bored hearing, you know, that I do this and do that and do the other. That's
fair
all.
Enough. Well, you don't look that great.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll take that.
Have you a skin regime or anything like that?
No, I don't have a skin regime.
That's your next thing to conquer. Bit of moisturiser in the evening.
I don't have that. I've tried it. It never worked for me. So the Ivy Gardens Comedy Festival is on this weekend. And I'm wondering, because I've been out in the past, and there is a tent where all you comedians gather.
Yes.
It's sort of a holding area.
It is a sort of a, yeah. It's like a slatted shed.
Yes.
You can eat greasy food. It just falls through the slats.
Yes, yeah. And then you're in chats with each other.
Yeah.
Because usually it's a lonely enough occupation.
It is, in a comedian. At the start, it's not. At the start, it's very social because you're doing gigs with maybe 7 or 8 comedians.
Uh-huh.
You're only doing 10 minutes each. So you're chatting a lot and it's great crack. And then like the bigger you get, the kind of lonelier you get. Eventually, you're just doing a gig by yourself and maybe a support act. So that's why I love the festival, because we all get to hang out together, you know?
Mm.
It's like a little summer camp for us.
Is it competitive?
I mean, it is, but we pretend it's not. Yeah, it is competitive, because you want to be constantly moving forward and getting the bigger gigs. I don't mean that.
I mean, in conversation, backstage, is that competitive?
There's a lot of slagging that goes on. but it's very friendly. Like, it's friend slagging, you know?
Right.
Like, nobody's feelings are hurt, really.
Okay.
But, like, if you have a conversation with Carol Spain, you may put your helmet on, because he will slag the hell out of you. So you need to give it as much as you get it, you know?
And is everybody looking for the bigger laugh, the next bigger laugh? You know, has it been ratcheted up all the time?
I suppose, yeah, you want to do well. Like, the best compliment, I did a gig down in Kilkenny, and I was on the middle of a set, and Des Bishop was hosting, and I came off, and he was like, what the hell, man, you destroyed the room. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. He goes, no, I got to go up after that. And he was really annoyed, and that's the best feeling.
Yes,
like,
yes.
If you ruin it for the next lad, then that's what you're looking for.
So that you've just answered, you should have said that at the beginning.
Yeah,
you could have moved on. And you didn't play, you look like a man who played, you're Cavan, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. Did you never play sports up there?
No, I mean, I attempted it several times. Sports, like, where I come from a little village called Gowna, and it's the main currency. It's 95% of the conversation, and I was useless at sport. Right. Were you only good at sport?
No, I made up.
Where are you going with this? Did you keep that Olympic medal?
No,
pretending?
I made up for lack of talent with determination. I was determined.
That sounds like something a man would say. Do you know what? He made up for a lack of talent with determination.
So I'll give you an example, right?
All right, go on.
I was down at the under 12s or under 13s. I was played for the under 11s. It was rugby. I played everything. Played
We're going
everything
way
badly.
Back.
Right, yeah. So anyway, the under 13s were a man short. Your man says, have you got your boots? I said, I have. You get on the wing there. Right, so I on the wing for the under 13s. I was under 11. Half time, the referee calls me over. He says, listen, you're going to have to try and put your arms around them when you tackle them. He says, lying in front of them and then tripping over you, that's not good enough.
So that was your tactic, to play dead and hope he'd trip across you. I wasn't that bad, Ray. Like, comparatively, actually, I think I was a great sportsman. So, I was useless. I was absolutely useless, and I couldn't play at all.
I'm just wondering: are many people who are very good at sport also good at comedy? Did Dara Breen play sports at a high level? He played county for Wicklow, I think.
Dara Breen
played county for Wicklow. Yes, he
Can
did.
We get a fact check on that?
I think I'm nearly
in goals.
Chris O'Dowd played in goals for Roscommon, because I spoke to him last week.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's a tall man, you know.
I would say the majority, I don't know, it's probably half and half. You're either a nerd or you're normal. And I was a nerd.
Oh,
say a lot of normal people played sport growing up, and then, you know, you get into comedy. But majority of my friends, no, were not, had no hand-eye coordination. The ball would hit them in the face every time it came near them. So, like, kind of where I became funny was a defence mechanism whilst playing sport, because you're so bad at it, but if you laugh at yourself and make a joke, then the lads start laughing, and then suddenly you don't feel as bad.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I think it was a defence mechanism.
Uh-huh. He this played both Gaelic football and hurling for Bray Emmets, and hurling for the Wicklow County minor team, Dara Breen.
Wow. Well, slap me across the face.
Yeah.
I did not.
Is
know
there
that.
Anything that man can't do?
He's good at science.
Yes.
Sport.
Yes.
And comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's very tall.
He's very tall too. Very tall too. Very tall too. So you're on a bill, and there's loads of people, and that's the way it happens in the Ivy Gardens. It's a nice festival.
It's a brilliant festival. Like, I love going out.
There's a great
like,
sense of community.
The weather's always great. You always get a lovely bit of there's great food stalls. Like, you have Tommy Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Dara Breen, Emma Doran, Tony Cantwell, Enya Martin, Jason Bourne, Neil Delamere, Daryl Regan, Grode Farley, Chris Kent, and loads more.
But what you I like did most, that from memory.
I did. I just recited it. Yes, I was in the car for 20 minutes, learned that off. What I love most about it is that they're great at getting in comedians from around the world that you might know. So you might go in to see Dara Breen, but you could come out seeing your new favourite comedian.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I really love about it.
Right.
And it's a great place to hang out, the Ivy Gardens.
Well, good luck with it. It's this weekend, Ivy Gardens, tickets still available.
Asking me about my podcast. Oh, yes. Thank you, Ray. You're great researcher. I do have a podcast at the moment called The Lovely Show with Justine Stafford. You were telling me you were a big fan of it backstage.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, check it out wherever you get your podcasts.
The lovely show. I love Justine Stafford and I like you too. So
really, you love her, but you like me. When are you going to love me, Ray? When are you going to love me? What a way to do.
Called The Lovely Show. Kevin McGarren, thank you very much.
Thank you, Raymond.